what do you think will change in Burns in Old Southwark now that terrorism has come to the streets of our community?
The attack on London Bridge and Borough High Street is appalling. These people knew that there would be mixed people, but predominantly young people out having fun, out enjoying bars, out enjoying the nightlife, out living their lives and celebrating what we have here, the vibrancy we have here at the heart of London. And they chose to attack them. They chose to try and kill those people for having fun. That's it's a despicable crime and shouldn't be seen as anything else. I'm really glad the police acted swiftly, and I think that what we'll probably see is a lot more support for not just resourcing the police to the way they need, but equipping them in the way they need, both to dedicated resources to invest in tackling the online radicalisation, which is where most of it is occurring. Online in prisons apparently two top areas. I think there'll be much more support for the police in getting them the powers in order to tackle the rise of this problem. It isn't going away, sadly, and more needs to be done on a domestic agenda to make sure we're all able to tackle it effectively, and the police have to be at the forefront of that.
And what can we do to make sure that the community stays together and isn't divided along religious and ethnic lines as a result of what's happened?
What these attackers want, I mean, terrorism is designed to cause terror, but they want to divide us. They want us to, they want us to think they represent Islam. They do not. They absolutely do not represent Islam. And, you know, Muslims at the forefront of saying that this is not part of their religion. At the exact time they attacked London, it was Tawir, it was the evening prayer during Ramadan. Genuine Muslims would have been at prayer. These guys were murdering people, which is against that religion. So let's not accept that they represent a faith. They do not. But we also must... There will be events, there will be activities to try and bring people together. I've been contacted today to say that on July the 15th there is a Cross London peace demonstration in Trafalgar Square being led by the Muslim community. Tomorrow there will be some form of vigil being led by City Hall and others to focus on the fact that London will not be cowed. And this bit of London, you know well, had... 1,600 bombs dropped on it by the Germans during the Second World War. Night after night, month after month, people's lives being destroyed, and yet the community spirit was massive and unbreakable. And I think we saw a bit of that last night in the response to that short attack by three, murderous, disgusting people. But the response from the community, from hotels off in space, from bars off in space, from taxis off in free rides to safety and to link people back together, people even often just say, if you need someone to charge your phone to keep in touch with family. I mean, what a brilliant and a very simple gesture, but says a lot about the community spirit that is still here and that we should be really proud of.